City is talking to Humana Hospital and getting us a list of personnel, drugs, and equipment that might be needed to be sent down on the plane from San Antonio. Just a moment.
Well, it's happening again, Mary. Texas is very, very busy.
This is the type of traffic. Let me give you a sample of it.
Oh, I have three inquiries, sir.
Okay, the call is XE1SST, XE1, Sierra Golf. Go ahead.
Roger, XE1 Sierra. Looking for Michelle.
That's the type of traffic that is going into Mexico at this time, and we are on the priority list because of the traffic for Humana Hospital.
Let me ask you a couple of questions here, Tex. Now, Humana, is it involved with the mayor's plan?
Yes, that's right. They're working with the city.
Okay, so they'll go with the mayor's group then?
That is correct. Probably on the same, in other words, the mayor has asked them, What do they need to send down so that it can be included in the same plane?
Are you hearing enough transmissions from Mexico City about such things as death tolls to give us any kind of correct figure?
I don't know how correct it is. The latest one I heard a few moments ago was there was approximately 1,000 dead.
Okay, well, the original figure, obviously, the media had was 250. We had two newspapers in Mexico City are saying 3,000 people.
The report I had was approximately 5,000 wounded or injured and about 1,000 dead at this moment.
Okay, and a lot of the calls that you also are obviously taking are people trying to locate people in Mexico City. Is that true?
That's true.
Okay. What is the possibility of telephone lines being restored down there?
Well, they're saying the biggest problem right now is long-distance service within the country and internationally. It's really going to be several days before they're restored.
We know, Tex, that they're hoping to take a plane down with these supplies from Humana. We just recently got the word about the fuel lines being cut by this latest aftershock and that the traffic in and out of that airport is pretty desperate. Do you think that they'll get the plane in there?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. I had heard also that they had said that there were some aftershocks and that there was some damage at the airport.
I tell you what, Tex, WOAI's Phil Mueller is in the studio and has a couple questions for you.
All right.
We're trying to determine, have you had contact with Humana in Mexico City?
Only through the ham radio operator. There's no other way that we can talk in or out of Mexico.
Right, and he's near the hospital, or he has some contact with the hospital?
Well, he has both radio contact and telephone contact with the hospital.
So, okay. What has he told you as far as the situation at Humana Hospital is concerned at this point?
Well, there's no damage to the hospital, and the hospital immediately has 80 beds available for emergencies.
And they are treating those emergencies, I guess, as fast as they can, right?
Yes, I'm sure so. And he's trying to get a list compiled so that we can pass it along to Humana up here so that they can include that in their program for going down to Mexico.
Of what's needed and so on?
Right.
That Humana in Mexico City, is it located near the center of the quake, or is it out?
No, it's on the south end of Mexico City.
Right. Have you had any contact with him in the last few minutes, or any contact that we might hear on the air at this point?
Well, they're taking health and welfare traffic now from some of the other stations while they're trying to compile this list.
Okay. As soon as you might hear from him, we might like to have contact back again so we keep updated on from that source of information, what the situation may be.
Yes.
We appreciate very much your input, Tex.
Okay.
Yeah, Tex, thank you very, very much.
Let me get back to my work.
Just before you go, we do need to try and get you between 12 and 12:30. Will you be available for just a minute?
I probably will if the phone's not busy.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Tex. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tex.
Everybody wants to talk to Tex right now because he's the man in touch. We'll be taking more phone calls from our special...